Elizabeth Monica with Tips to Grow On, brought to you by Columbia Landscape and Nursery. You know, they've been serving the Flathead for over 26 years. They're right there on 9th Street West in Columbia Falls. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning again, John. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You know, I always love your little anecdotes. So, thank you for having me. It's good to see you. And thank you, Columbia Nursery. And thank you, Mark, my other brother who is listening. I can't call him brother-in-law. So thank you for listening. And like I told you before, you're a better gardener than you think you are. So welcome, gardeners and wannabe gardeners. Happy fall. John, you were wondering about what that vine is across the street at the public service.
Yes.
Did you find out what it is?
No.
It's a sweet potato vine. It's not a creeping Jenny.
Really? Sweet potato vine?
Mm-hmm. It comes in two colors. One is kind of a bronzy color. This one is lime. I had to walk up to it and get a close-up look because it has the same color as Creeping Jenny, and it'll just go and go and go until the first frost. It's beautiful.
Well, boy, it's gone. It's coming right over the top and going right across the sidewalk. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. She, Lisa, did a great, great job of planting. Okay, no, she's just awesome. So, you listeners, what are you harvesting? Our elderberries were coming in. Apples, pears. Mm-hmm. How about you, John? Do you
have anything left? Well, we got all the carrots out yesterday. I think Judy got all the carrots. In fact, she took everything out. Even the tomatoes that hadn't quite reddened up yet, we decided it was time to pull them.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about those green tomatoes in a minute.
Okay.
Now you have traditional varieties that are supposed to turn red, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And not the kind that stays green.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, good. Do pull them before the first frost. I mean, according to the Farmer's Almanac, it's still supposed to be October 8th for 59911, the microclimate. And it was supposed to happen September 4th at 59901 here, but it didn't happen. So
I've noticed Marion and Kyla down as low as 29 in the morning, much colder than the rest of the area.
You said that. I would think they are a colder hardiness zone there.
Yeah.
But NOAA says that we have an increase in frost-free seasons, for sure. Mm-hmm. And so our frost-free seasons are getting longer. But if you want to calculate, if you need to know more and you have an inspiring mind and you want to see how they calculate those frost dates, I have a website for you. And that is the National Centers for Environmental Information. It's part of NOAA. And that website is ncei.noaa. NOAA.gov. So if you really, really have to know. But before I continue, I want to give special thanks again to everyone who makes our lives easier in so many ways in these unusual times. And John, you said yesterday, I think we still have 22 wildfires in the state. And these firefighters just don't get a rest, do they?
So. No.
Thank you, thank you. I had a question from last week. I talked about summer savory, and it's the herb. It's one of the four herbs that is in Herbe de Provence. So it's rosemary, thyme, oregano, and summer savory. It's a wonderful herb. Do look for that if you like herbs and add it to your herb inventory. John and Robin, did you have any trees that had any winter related injury last year?
Yeah, I did. I had that big limb that came off the ponderosa pine and speared through the roof, and I noticed that where it broke, it's kind of a spiral damage. So I was talking to my wife about getting an arborist to come out and cut it blunt.
Did you have insect damage up there, you think? This is why, or high winds?
No, it was that heavy, wet snow, and then we had winds in the afternoon, and that was just enough to...
It was a huge load on a lot of trees, and there was still a lot of foliage left on trees when the snow happened last year, I remember. Well, Montana can have very harsh winter conditions, as we know, and it's a challenge to even the toughest trees and shrubs. So last winter, like you said, Robin, was especially tough. And according to MSU, we saw significant amounts of winter injury across the state. So our MSU Extension horticulture specialist in Bozeman did some research for us, and her name is Abby Said. She is wonderful. If you don't watch the ag program on PBS on Sunday nights, she's usually on there. So I'll try to cover major areas and doable steps for us that you can take at this time. So what is the first problem that people can have? Well, it's a dieback in deciduous trees. So what can happen? Well, on sensitive shoots and buds during temperature extremes, you can get a dieback. On marginally hardy trees. So if there's a tree that you have to have, it's beautiful, it's wonderful, you've loved it all your life, but it's just not suited for our area. You know, it could become affected. So floral buds are more susceptible than leaf or stem buds, and it causes a reduction or lack of flowering and fruiting in the following growing season. So it's difficult to completely prevent winter dieback, but we just do the best we can. So what can we do? Well, here are some steps. You, of course, select regionally hardy trees and shrubs, like I just mentioned, and rootstock, that's important, for the hardiness zone. So know your hardiness zone and know what's possible. And of course, make sure they're healthy going into the winter. You know, did you, if you've had them since spring, did you water them? Did you take care of them? Or are they going into the winter weak? Watered sufficiently throughout the growing season, and you continue watering until the ground freezes. Place marginally hardy plants in more sheltered locations and plant in groups. And why in groups? Because they shield each other from maybe high winds. Avoid fertilizing and pruning in late summer and fall. Why would we not want to do that? Because we don't want to encourage new growth, which is very tender and then can freeze and cause dieback. We need to talk about evergreen winter injury, but there's so much. I don't know if we're going to have time, John. So I'm going to skip over and talk to sun scald next. Okay, what is sun scald?
Oh, yeah.
It's, some people call it southwest injury, and you've seen it when the bark just splits.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So what causes that? Well, the sun heats up the bark of the trees, and it begins stimulating cell activity, which is not supposed to happen, and then right before winter. And then temperatures drop after sunset, and those active cells that have just started developing are being killed. And that results in cracking and splitting damage to the bark. And I think there's a tree down the street that happens to, but someone might have just run into it. But I was looking at it this morning as I was walking in. So where does it happen? Well, it's especially likely on younger trees, newly transplanted trees, or heavily pruned trees. There's another reason why we shouldn't prune right before fall. It happens on dark and thin-barked trees. What are thin-barked trees? They can be cherries, can be plums, can be crabapples, can be ash, can be a linden tree, maples, honey locusts. So those usually have dark or thin bark or thin barks. Say that fast. Mm. Most common in the south, in a southerly direction or southwesterly direction, where the sun intensity is higher. So that's, you know, totally about common sense. What kind of steps can you take? Well, you protect the trees by wrapping bark in white tree wraps. You've seen them, haven't you? Or plastic guards.
Yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or have you seen the white latex paint that people paint on their trees and you didn't know why they were doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why. And what that does is it reflects that intensive light.
Hmm.
And so do remove, however, if you're using tree wraps and plastic guards, put that on your calendar for the spring, do remove them in the spring, okay? Because you don't want to have any kind of constriction or any kind of girdling. So I will give you some resources John, after we go to the nursery.
Stop by and join us at Columbia Nursery for all your fall planting needs. The absolute perfect time to establish great root growth. It's not too late. We have the perfect perennials for you, along with fruit trees and shrubbery. Gorgeous mums, too. Questions about deer-resistant plantings? We have the answers and the plants for you to deter them. Our nursery is stocked with the best selections for you. Getting your lawn and garden ready for winter is a snap when you come to Columbia Nursery. Our experts will recommend the ideal fertilizer and soil conditioners for you. Need bark or soil? Well, we have those for you too. Even delivery is available. We have a great sale going on now through October, so stop by today while our inventory is at its best for you. Columbia Nursery, located at 2544 9th Street West in Columbia Falls. Call 892-0339. We're open Monday through Sunday from 9 to 5:30. Columbia Nursery and Landscape is your one-stop shop for all your gardening and landscaping needs.
Thank you, John. Okay, the first resource is a publication by the University of Minnesota, and that is called Protecting Trees and Shrubs in Winter. And that website is extend.um/Mary, N as in Nancy, .edu. And then another one is from Colorado State, and that is called Fall and Winter Watering, a very, very critical topic. And that is extension.colostate.edu. John and Robin, garden to table. We're talking about green tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk about the green variety. Have you ever seen the green zebra? It's a dark green striped, looks like a zebra in two shades of green. Mm. And that stays green. It will not, if you planted that accidentally and you're waiting for it to turn, it
green, or do they, are they actually fully ripe?
Well, they are fully, there are two varieties that I know of, Robin, and they're fully ripe. And but some people say they're even sweeter than red tomatoes.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know. Anyway, one is called green zebras, and one is called green Moldavians. I guess it must have originated in Moldavia. I don't know. But according to the University of Arkansas Extension Food Science folks, packed with more minerals and vitamins, so vitamin A, C, of course, low in calories, like all tomatoes, fat-free, 9 grams of carbs, 2 grams of protein, so loaded with nutrients. And if you want to know more about those green tomatoes that will never turn red, it is UAEX, so University of Arkansas Extension, dot UADA dot EDU, and using them same as the red varieties. So what about those unripe green tomatoes? Well, harvest them before frost. How do you ripen them, John? How do you and Judy ripen them?
We put them in a bag.
A paper bag.
Paper bag.
Yeah. And you know, some people say put a banana in with the tomatoes, and yeah, it helps to speed it up.
Really?
I'm not sure. If you don't want to ripen them, you can can them. You can pickle them, Robin. You can ferment them. You can freeze them. You can dehydrate them. I make wonderful snacks. I found a recipe for grilled green tomatoes caprese. If you want to find that, it was in one of the Southern Living cookbooks, 2011. It looked really good. And then there's a woman that I follow. Her name is Colleen at growforagecookferment.com. And she has a wonderful article out. It says, What to Do with Green Tomatoes. And that website is Colleen, C-O-L-L-E-E-N, at growforagecookferment.com. And from the gardener's bookshelf, I just finished reading Braiding Sweetgrass by Robin Wall Kimmerer. It is a wonderful book if you're interested in sweetgrass and the history and so on, and a lot of native history in there. So enjoy that. Next week, whatever the season presents us with, but I think we need to talk about tree damage to green evergreens, okay? Because it's a long report, and I do want to do it justice. Before I close, I would like to leave you with a quote on Harvest Gathering by William Blake. In seed time, learn. In harvest, teach. In winter, enjoy. Thank you for listening. Be well. Remember, we're in this together, and pay forward if you can.
Thank you. That's Elizabeth Mollica with Tips to Grow On. We'll do it again next Thursday. Our next Tips to Grow On with Master Gardener Elizabeth Mollica is brought to you by Columbia Nursery and Landscape. Excellent advice, great customer service. They've been serving the Flathead for 26 years. They're on 9th Street West in Columbia Falls.